The Reentry and Restoration Chaplain serves with humility, courage, and wisdom. Humility comes first. A chaplain does not enter reentry ministry as the expert on another person's life. People re-entering society after incarceration have often been watched, judged, processed, searched, labeled, and spoken about by many systems. A humble chaplain does not add another layer of control. Instead, the chaplain listens, learns the setting, respects the rules, and asks permission before moving into spiritual conversation. Humility also means knowing your role. You may care deeply, but you are not the person's attorney, therapist, probation officer, parole officer, employer, landlord, investigator, or rescuer. You can offer spiritual care, encouragement, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, and wise connection to appropriate support. You cannot carry every need yourself. Courage is also needed. Reentry ministry can include painful stories, anger, shame, relapse fear, family fracture, court pressure, and deep discouragement. Courage does not mean acting tough or dramatic. It means staying steady when the conversation is hard. It means not disappearing when someone is disappointed. It means speaking truth without contempt and offering mercy without false promises. Courage may also mean setting a boundary. You may need to say, "I cannot give you money, but I can help you think about who handles emergency assistance here." Or, "I cannot keep that secret if someone may be harmed." Or, "I want to pray with you, but we need to do this in a way that respects the program's rules." Wisdom brings humility and courage together. Wisdom asks, "What is helpful in this setting?" A conversation in a church lobby may require a different approach than a meeting in transitional housing. A person under parole conditions may face pressures the chaplain must respect. A recovery setting may have rules about sponsorship, confidentiality, and safety. A soul center may need clear appointment practices and team accountability. Wisdom also notices the whole person. Someone may sound angry, but actually feel afraid. Someone may reject prayer today because religious language has been used harshly before. Someone may ask for immediate help because instability feels unbearable. The chaplain does not diagnose or treat. The chaplain listens carefully, slows the pace, and responds in a way that protects dignity, safety, and trust. As you serve, remember, faithful chaplaincy is not measured by how much control you gain. It is measured by trustworthiness, presence, clarity, compassion, and obedience to Christ in the actual setting where you have been invited to serve. Stay humble, stay brave, and stay within your calling.